It's The Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. And we prioritize. That means we're not even going to try to get into the question of how Eric Clapton's forthcoming Christmas album somehow includes a version of Jingle Bells that is also a tribute to Avicii. We're not going to go there.
Phew.
I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And I've got some very controversial news coming up for you about the newly appointed best-selling record of all time.
And I'll tell you about which artist is the latest to face calls to cancel a scheduled show in Israel. But first, a few of today's music headlines. It's Monday, August 20th. Funeral plans have been confirmed for Aretha Franklin. The Queen of Soul, who's just died at age 76, will be laid to rest after a private funeral next Friday, August 31st, in Detroit. But members of the public, fans, mourners will have the opportunity to pay their respects next Tuesday and Wednesday at an open casket viewing. It's going to be happening at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit.
That's such a good location. It's so great that it's in her home. I mean, Detroit is Aretha town. It's where she was living. So it's so good that they can honor her exactly as she would have wanted to be honored.
Viewing will be available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each of those 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday, August 28th and 29th. So I'm sure we can expect images of long lines around the block as some of the millions of Aretha's fans turn out to pay their respects. To the first ever pop music show at Stonehenge.
What?
Has been booked. And somehow, it's not Spinal Tap.
A, it should be. But B, okay, how are they doing this? Is it going to be something where like the light hits at a certain time? Because I feel like you have to be very respectful if you're going to be doing a show at Stonehenge.
Yeah, I don't know if like Druid descendants are going to turn out to see how this goes, but the act is EDM giant Paul Oakenfold, who's going to play for an audience of 50. That's right, 50. But don't worry if you are not on that exclusive list to see this first ever show at Stonehenge. The gig is being recorded for an expected live album to be called Live at Stonehenge. Paul Oakenfold says, the energy there will be like nowhere else on Earth.
Literally.
No doubt. Stonehenge, where a man's a man and the children dance. So we're also talking about the question, did Tom Waits steal Jack White's watch?
See, this is how rumors get started, Jay, because I think this was just like a friendly joke and maybe not real. Can we walk through the details here? I'm going to play detective and we'll see if it all lines up.
Okay, so this all stems from an Instagram post by Jack White, who was visited backstage on Thursday in San Francisco by music legend Tom Waits. So really nice photo of the two of them hanging out together, and Jack White's caption included the statement that Tom Waits, quote, made all of the musicians in the band confirm and pay testament to their love of the religion of music. He also stole Jack's watch.
I mean, I don't think that you would want to meet Tom Waits and not have something like that happen. Like,
you would
there
hope.
Needs to be something like that.
You're not taking your watch back from Tom Waits.
No.
Tom Waits could walk off with anything I own. I'd be like, you keep it, my car, anything.
Yeah.
That way I can tell everybody.
He wouldn't even have
yeah.
to steal it.
No.
Yeah.
Another Jack White news, the former White Stripe played a surprise show on Friday for employees at Tesla's Fremont, California factory. Also took a tour of the factory and apparently took a Tesla for a ride on the test track. And somehow there was no surprise appearance by Grimes or Azalea Banks. I just imagine Jack White getting into the driver's seat of a Tesla to take it for a ride, and there's Azalea Banks in the passenger seat being like, yo, do what you do. I'm just going to sit here until Grimes shows up.
So, Jay, maybe it was all of those, you know, peaceful, easy feelings out in the world. Who knows? People were feeling some vibes because apparently today the news broke. The Eagles have surpassed Michael Jackson as the owners of the best-selling record of all time.
And it's their greatest hits album.
And this is where I get very upset, Jay. All right? Here's the deal. According to Associated Press, they said that the Eagles' 1976 release, their greatest hits from 1971 to 1975, has gone platinum 38 times over. Keep in mind, this is including streaming numbers. And this is where everything starts to get a little bit funky for me. And Michael Jackson 1982 album Thriller. It's holding steady at the second place with 33 million copies sold. And here is my quibble, Jay. Should greatest hits compilations even be up for the running? Should they even be included in this? It doesn't feel fair. And here's what I'll give them. I will throw you a bone, the Eagles, because currently their 1977 album, Hotel California, is number 3 on the best-selling. Great. I'll give that to you. You can keep your standing, Hotel California, but really a compilation, I feel like, shouldn't even be in the running and definitely not in the number one position.
Well, if anything else, it's a Pyrrhic victory for a greatest hits album because the greatest hits album has definitely been past its time now, right? I mean, I think back in the day, like 1976, that album came out. In 1976, you're plopping down the same $10 or whatever you're paying for an LP, whether it's a greatest hits compilation or whether it's an original album. But now in the streaming era, greatest hits albums aren't really a thing anymore. Everything is just
a
playlist.
You're streaming songs, yeah.
Yeah. So the era of the greatest hits album has passed by, but during that era, they sold a lot of copies.
The band said in a statement, Don Henley wrote, "We are grateful for our families, our management, our crew, the people at radio, and most of all, the loyal fans who have stuck with us through the ups and downs of 46 years. It's been quite a ride." And the Eagles are going to kick off a continuation of their tour for 2018, starting in September. But I think I'm just going to go home and stream some Michael Jackson Thriller, maybe just enough times to knock it over the edge.
I'm going to play Hotel California just to keep things close.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
So Lana Del Rey is defending her decision to book a show next month in Israel. She'll be playing the Meteor Festival in Tel Aviv. And pretty much these days, any major artist who books a show in Israel can expect a lot of criticism because there are widespread calls to boycott Israel generally due to the nation's treatment of Palestinians in the occupied territories. And these calls come from some prominent musicians, most notably Roger Waters, and in some cases have been successful. Although acts like Radiohead and Nick Cave have gone ahead with scheduled shows in Israel despite protests. Lorde canceled a show on her most recent tour after fans reached out to her and said, "Listen, here are our issues with you playing a show in Israel." And she said, "You know what? I hear you. I'm going to cancel that show."
Yeah, it was really an interesting way of going about it because she was like, "You have educated me and now I'm making this decision," which as an artist, you have that choice. But sometimes as a younger artist or a growing musician, you don't really have that choice to make those sort of calls.
Yeah, well, certainly Lorde and Lana Del Rey are both artists in a position where they certainly do have a choice. And so Lana Del Rey has responded to criticism of her decision to play a show in Israel, and she responded in the form of a screenshotted notes app.
We know that that's the official way you share information these days.
That is
Continue.
Absolutely Lana herself tapping that out. And so her argument is that, quote, "Music is universal and should be used to bring us together." She said, "If you don't agree with me, I get it. I see both sides." But what she said was, just as she doesn't necessarily imply to endorse U.S. elected leadership when she plays a show in America, she doesn't intend to endorse any actions by the state of Israel when she plays a show in Tel Aviv. Okay, so today's viral clip is a clip that a certain canned pasta company is very much hoping will go viral. Sometimes viral clips just come out of nowhere, and other times it is a very, very deliberate effort to go viral.
Yeah, the marketing team went heavy on this one.
I gotta say, nice job, Chef Boyardee. To celebrate their canned pasta, they set out to create something that, quote, according to a creative director behind this, they wanted every audience from baby boomers to millennials something to relate to. And so what they did was they got Lil Yachty, the popular young hip-hop artist, and 70s heartthrob Donny Osmond.
Perfect. So what do they do together?
Well, they have a new song, a collaboration called Start the Party. That's PAR-DEE, as in Chef Boy R. And so they both sing and rap on the song about canned pasta. They also have fun visuals in the video. They sit on a giant can. There's a big fork. They kind of play some air guitar. They drive a car down a roller coaster for some reason. I think they're kind of like on a hunt for Chef Boyardee, as though it's difficult to find. I know.
Just go to the grocery store, guys. Come on. It's on the corner.
The whole thing is pretty fun. Donny Osmond at age 60 looks and sounds great, including when he raps. Donny Osmond raps. He pulls it off. I'm sold.
You buried the lead. Donny Osmond raps for that alone.
Let's take a listen.
My name is Donny O, and you know I love my rabios. I'm going to let you know. Sauce it up, here we go.
So what do you think?
You know what? I'm on board. Sure. Let's make it go viral.
And that is today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. You can read more about all these stories, see that Chef Boyardee video at thecurrent.org, and we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines and an update on what goes down tonight at MTV's Video Music Awards. Call up Chef Boyardee, he's so ambitious. I need that beef ravioli.